You're listening to 20s Toolbox here on WDIY. I'm your host, Grace Mansfield. Happy summer, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. In the past, we've talked about how to build a resume that will make you stand out, how to network, and how to get hired. Remember all that, because tonight we're talking about a topic that can seriously make or break your next big opportunity, how to ace your interviews. Whether you're prepping for your dream job, you're switching careers, or maybe you're just brushing up on your skills, this episode will be packed with practical tips and strategies that will help you walk into any interview with confidence and walk out with an offer. From answering tough questions like a pro, to mastering your body language, to things most candidates forget to do, we're going to cover it all. So grab your notes, take a deep breath, and let's get into how you can stand out from the crowd and nail that interview. I'm so excited to introduce to you my guest for tonight, Allie Erk. Allie has served as the Associate Director for Graduate Student Career Development in Lehigh University's Center for Career and Professional Development for the past 6 years. She is certified as a Global Career Development Facilitator through the Center for Credentialing and Education, and as a Certified Career Services Provider through the National Career Development Association. Allie received both her undergraduate and graduate degrees from Lehigh University. Allie, welcome to the 20s Toolbox. I'm so excited to have you here in the studio with me today.
I'm excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, of course. As a podcast host, interviewing is like my little niche thing. So I'm so excited to hear the tips and strategies you're going to talk to us about today. So before we dive in, would you be able to share a little bit about yourself, your experience, and what you do for our listeners?
Absolutely. So I'm committed to empowering students to confidently navigate their career path. I serve as a career liaison to graduate level faculty, staff, and about 1,400 plus master's and doctoral students. And I provide individualized career coaching and ongoing workshops and events and customized resources to help build skills and connections for career success. Earlier, in my career path, I also worked with students and families in the public education field as a school counselor, and I also worked as an education specialist in the nonprofit sector before pivoting into becoming a career coach. And Lehigh is a special place to me because not only do I get to be a staff member now, but I also got my bachelor's degree in psychology there and my master's degree in education in school counseling at Lehigh as well.
Wow, you keep yourself busy. Well, it's congratulations on an incredible career thus far. I love kind of getting that insight into people's lives that way as a podcast host. So let's kind of start right at the beginning. So you get that interview invitation. What's the first thing someone should do?
That is a great question. I would start with celebrating this accomplishment. It is so important to acknowledge the process along the way that, you know, each step toward landing your next role. Next, I would say review the job posting and review your resume to kind of check for the alignment. You're really looking to see where your skills and expertise align with the qualifications. And then you want to conduct your employer research. You want to look at the employer website. You want to read employer reviews on Glassdoor or other sites similar to that. And check social media. You know, what has the employer been posting? What are some things that are happening? You also want to be really clear about the type of interview that you're going to be having. Is this going to be a phone interview? Is this in person? Is it virtual? Is it going to be an asynchronous recorded type interview, technical interview? The more that you know, the better you can prepare. And then you also want to prepare your interview responses. So in order to do that, you can source some questions for yourself using AI. So you can use things like ChatGPT or Gemini, and you can use the job posting to feed in some prompts and get some common questions and some behavioral questions like tell me about a time when, and prepare some really strong responses that are going to highlight your skills and expertise for the role.
I love all of those tips, especially the first one that you said, celebrate. You know, I feel like, and I speak from experience when I say this, sometimes it's really hard to just take a moment and celebrate yourself for getting somewhere. So I'm really glad that you included that in there, because I think that's something really important that we may all forget sometimes. So what are some common mistakes candidates may make in interviews? And would you be able to offer some tips about how we could avoid those?
Sure. I think the first area where I see sometimes candidates forget to tap into the resources. So not recognizing there's so many amazing resources out there. And so what I would say is take time to invest in your preparation. There's a lot of free tools out there. For example, Career One Stop has a lot of free interviewing resources. Big Interview has a lot of free resources on their website. There's great articles on Indeed and The Muse. And so I'd say take time to familiarize yourself with those. The next piece, I talked about how you want to develop strong interview responses. In order to do that, you need to really think about your qualifications, your skills, and your stories. And you can use a format called the STAR method, which stands for Situation, Task, Action, Results, and Relevance. It can be a really helpful way to format your stories for things like behavioral interview questions. So, you know, walk me through a project that you've done. And using the STAR method is going to help you to make sure you have the important key elements, including the impact you had. What were your results of your actions? Can you quantify that? Can you describe that? That's really going to help you to shine in your interview. And then I think the last part I would say is doing a mock interview. Missing out on the chance to do that can really be, you know, one of those areas where, you know, forget to do that and you may not be as confident walking in. So if you graduated from a college or university, check with your career center. Do they offer mock interviews? Or LinkedIn also has the LinkedIn interview preparation feature. It's free to use. You can do a recording or you can also write your responses. And even practicing with a family member or a friend is a great way to kind of practice, prepare, and really be ready for that big moment when you have your interview.
Yeah, absolutely. My friends have definitely been roped in a couple times when I've had an interview. I was like, hey, I just got an interview. Can you kind of ask me some random questions? Even if it's just like an assignment for class where I'm doing a presentation, I'm like, hey, just ask me some questions. And so that way, like you said, when you get up there, get in front of the camera or whatever you're doing, you kind of feel prepared. So I also really like the STAR method. I've never heard of that before, so that's pretty cool. I'm definitely going to be keeping that in mind when I do further interviews. So there are some really tough interview questions. I know the ones I've flubbed up on a lot have been like, tell me about yourself, or, you know, what's your biggest weakness? Sometimes I just can't find or make a coherent answer for those questions. So how can someone kind of structure their answers to tough questions like that?
Yeah, and again, there are going to be tough interview questions, and even just summarizing a response to any question in under 2 minutes, which, you know, your ideal interview response is going to be about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. It takes practice, right? So I think the first thing to think about is that there's strategies that you can employ. So for the tell me about yourself question, there's actually a strategy. So you can format your question in the present, past, future format. And basically the present, you're going to talk about what are you doing right now? And you're going to be highlighting those elements and qualifications that are most important. You're also going to be talking about past accomplishments, past achievements, things that stand out of why you're a great fit for the role. And then you're going to highlight your interest in this specific role and this specific employer. That's really going to give you a strong start to your interview by having kind of that formula and strategy set from the beginning. And then when it comes to some of the other questions like your greatest strength or your greatest weakness, I think you need to really self-reflect and think about the responsibilities of the role. That's really an important part. So when you select your strengths, you want to pick what's going to be really advantageous for that role. And then you want to have evidence to back that up. So you can pull your stories, as we talked about before, you can pull your stories from all different experiences, whether you've had an internship or a volunteer experience, you're involved on campus, or you've done projects or personal projects. It can be from all different areas. But by providing a story, it's going to highlight your skills and your expertise in context. You'll be able to show the results. So think about how you can walk someone through an example for your strength. And then for the weakness area, you really want to pick an area of growth. Take an area that you are actively working on and you've seen some improvement in. So for example, if public speaking wasn't a strength before, maybe you've done some LinkedIn learning classes and you joined a Toastmasters club and you've really been working on it and have been improving. That would be a great example where you could highlight that that wasn't, you know, an inherent strength to begin with, but you intentionally built it, you worked on it, and now you're going to bring that learning perspective to this new role. And that's something that's really helpful for employers to hear about.
Absolutely. Kind of all tying it together from the beginning, the middle, and the end. So interviews are as much about, you know, your body language as what you say. So what role does body language and your tone play in an interview? And additionally, I know you mentioned this before, how should someone go about prepping for an interview, whether it's in person, online, and is the preparation kind of different depending on the interview setting?
Yeah, again, I appreciate you making the distinction too with virtual and in person. There are different ways you could prepare depending on what type of interview you have scheduled. But to start with the body language and the tone, you know, the delivery of your information is as important as the information itself that you share. And so when it comes to things like body language and tone, they can really highlight those desirable attributes, things like confidence and enthusiasm for the role. So when we think of a U.S. interview, making eye contact or smiling or sitting up straight, that can really convey your interest in the role. And even maintaining a positive tone throughout, when you talk about your experience, or you talk about your past work environments, being positive can also convey, you know, confidence in your own abilities. And I think when you're preparing for different types of interviews, there's going to be different elements to think about. So if you are preparing for a virtual interview, one of the first things I would say is make sure you familiarize yourself with the technology that you're going to use, get it set up, practice it, have a plan B. As we all know, sometimes technology doesn't work the way you hope. Do you have a backup plan? Do you have a phone number you can call? What will you do if it doesn't work? And then thinking about not just your interview attire for a virtual interview, but thinking about things like your background or your lighting. At the bare minimum, you want to, you know, maybe blur your background so that it's professional. Maybe you want to have, you know, lighting in front of your computer space so that it's shining to illuminate the space. You may also want to think about, in addition to lighting, background, you also want to think about your, you know, eye contact. Virtual interviews, you have to get used to looking at the camera. That can be a new experience if you haven't practiced. And then I think when it comes to asynchronous video interviews, so those type that are recorded, there's not another person on the screen giving you any prompts or any cues. Sometimes just really being familiar with the timing, right? Sometimes we're not used to having a timer running or to make sure that our answers are concise. And so I do think practicing for the timing can be really helpful for an asynchronous video interview. For an in-person interview, I'd say you want to dress to align with the culture of the organization. You want to give yourself enough time to get there, even small things like arriving in enough time so that you can compose yourself, bringing something like a pad folio or a plain folder with copies of your resume, practicing, you know, making eye contact, especially if it's not just one person that's interviewing you, but perhaps a panel or a group, taking, you know, turns to make eye contact with the group. And then just remembering too, even small details like using pauses instead of filler words, or to remember that all the small talk that occurs on an on-site interview is part of the interview. So even during transitions, even during the welcome, or, you know, walking to the spot that you're going to be meeting everyone in, just all of that is part of the interview process.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I love all of that. A really great teacher of mine once said that, you know, you're going to walk into the interview and you're going to give them your resume, but that's only part of it. The other half is you showing up and your appearance, your tone, your delivery. So kind of just pulling all of that together with all of those tips should make for a great interview. So I've been through a couple interviews before, obviously as a podcast host, been doing a couple more. And I feel like the interviews always end with this: do you have any more questions? So how important is it to kind of take that opportunity to ask questions at the end of an interview? And for someone like me who might not always know what to ask, but also at the same time don't want to say, no, I don't have any questions, would you be able to provide some examples of some smart ones you could ask?
I could. It is critical to ask questions, I would say, for two main reasons. One is that by asking questions, you're really showing your investment and interest in that role. And number two, you are interviewing the interviewer as much as they're interviewing you. So you're trying to gain information to assess, is this going to be a good fit for me? And so this is your chance to ask some of those questions of things that are important to you. So I'd say, how to come up with some of your questions is I would start with your priorities. What's important to you? You might be thinking, I want to learn more about the work culture, or what kind of support will be offered to me, you know, on site. So maybe you'll ask questions like, you know, what do you enjoy about working here? Often that's a great springboard for people to talk about their own experience. You may also ask questions like, what does the onboarding process look like? Or what professional development opportunities are available? Another great way to source some questions is going back to the step of your employer research. What did you find out about this employer? what's some of the initiatives that are happening or different projects, or maybe they've been in the news and you want to ask some follow-up questions about what you've read. That's a great way to develop some questions. You may also think about maybe you want to source more insights about what this role is going to look like beyond what you've read in the job description. So you might ask something like, what does success look like in this role, you know, at 30, 60, you know, and 90 days? And then the other piece that I would say that is important, if you're not given any next steps in this process, you don't know what comes next after this interview comes to an end, it's a great idea to ask about the next steps in this hiring process and what are the timelines that you could anticipate. That's going to help you to kind of have a framework for knowing what's coming next.
Well, I'm definitely going to ask questions the next time I have an interview because now I understand how important it is. So I've done a couple episodes on the show about kind of handling nerves or imposter syndrome in every aspect of your young adult years. But when it comes to, you know, before, after, and during interviews, do you have any advice for people who may just be really nervous about this role or maybe thinking like, maybe I don't even deserve this interview? Like, how did I get here? Something along those lines.
I think it's very common to have those feelings, to be nervous or to feel, I'm not sure how I'll do or if I can do this. I think some of the ways that you can manage some of those feelings is to start with by preparing your stories, like we talked about those star stories, rehearsing your past accomplishments and skills in story form is going to bring back to mind how successful you've been in the past, how many skills you do have to offer, and what a great contribution you'll make to this new workplace. So I think that's a confidence builder. So I think doing that is twofold. It'll prepare you, but it's also going to help to calm your nerves to know that you can do this. I think the second part is practicing articulating your qualifications and how they fit with the role. I think often we're not always prepared to talk about our accomplishments or our achievements. And I think using some data to back that up, some evidence, you know, put it in context. Maybe you accomplished a great project. Well, what did that look like? How many people were involved? Or what were some of the social media, you know, analytics that went with it? Give some of the evidence to support what you're saying. I think the more that you do that, the more you'll feel confident. And then also, I think just knowing what to expect during the interview. It's okay to ask questions when you're scheduling that interview. If you're not provided the information, ask some questions. You know, who might I expect to be there? Or, you know, anything you need to know. And then lastly, I would say is be kind to yourself, encourage yourself. Saying positive messages to yourself is really important. If you think about how would you treat a friend who you knew was getting ready for a big interview, you would, of course, say positive messages, but often we're very harsh towards ourselves. So I think even reminding yourself, you know, I've spent hours preparing for this. I'm ready. I have many, many desired skills that are listed in this job posting, and I'm ready for this next role. I think not to underestimate that. And then set yourself up for success. You know yourself best. You know what works for you. If you find, for example, that when there's multi-parts of a question, you need to write some comments down for yourself, that's okay to do. You know, write down a couple key words so that you can remember all the parts of the question.
Well, I hope everyone listening enjoyed that little like pep talk, like just be kind to yourself and stay positive. I think I really needed to hear that today. So I thank you for that. And yeah, just going back to, you know, the beginning when we first started talking, like celebrating yourself, be kind to yourself. Remember that you're here for a reason. There's a specific reason you're where you are right now. And remembering that before, during, and after the interview is really important. So obviously there's a lot of competition out there in the workforce, in life, when you're a young adult, just starting out. So do you have any tips for someone who's going into an interview and trying to stand out in a really competitive field? Or maybe there's a little bit of added pressure because you're interviewing for a dream job.
I appreciate that question. I would say don't underestimate the power of small action steps done consistently. It really makes a big difference. So even things like tapping into your network. We know how important networking is, but you can tap into your network or even make a new networking connection and find out more about the role. Find out what it's like to work for the employer that you're interviewing for. Not only will that grow your network, but you may also find that this person becomes an advocate for you when it comes to your dream job. And also say, having samples of your work, whether that's posted on your LinkedIn profile, or maybe you have samples of your work on an online portfolio, I think that is a great way to stand out so that employers can see the great work that you have put together. It's also an area that you can reference Interviews go by quickly, but you can reference some of the material that you already have available. And then the other part I'd say is sending a thank you at the end of your interview. A thank you is sometimes a part that's overlooked, but that is another step to show your professionalism. It's also a chance to express your interest, and you can highlight again your top qualifications for the role. And then lastly, I would say if you don't hear back according to the timelines that you were given, it's okay to follow up. Take the initiative, take that next step. I think that just shows, you know, again, you're interested and you're really committed and serious about this position.
Absolutely. So kind of wrapping all of the great stuff we've talked about tonight, if you could give listeners kind of one golden rule for interviews, maybe that's one thing to remember, one thing to make sure you do, whatever it may be, what would it be?
The thing I would focus on the most when, and all these tips I think fall under this one tip, is be able to articulate your interest and expertise for the specific role and the specific employer that you are interviewing for. This is going to help you to show your fit for the position. And I think that's really what you need to do. I think sometimes people tend to be generic in their response and generic in their approach, but really employers are looking to fill a specific role for their particular organization. So keep that in mind as you highlight anything about yourself.
Absolutely, that's great advice. I love that. So we talked a little bit about virtual interviews, in-person interviews, phone interviews, but would you be able to talk a little bit about what the process is like? You know, you go through that first interview and then you learn you have a second one and maybe a third one. Kind of how do you prepare for that process going forward?
Sure. Well, getting the next interview is surely exciting, but also comes with it sometimes questions. You know, how does this, what should I do to prepare for the next round, whether that's round two or round three or round four? So I would say first to remember, in round one, in a screening interview, they're typically going to ask some of the basic questions. They're trying to see, you know, do you understand the job description? Are you willing to relocate if that's part of the, you know, the position. So kind of some of the basic questions. As you get further into the process, you are going to be meeting with perhaps the hiring manager, not just the recruiter. You're going to be talking to perhaps people from the department, and the questions may become more specific. They may be more deeper into your field. They may be more specific to the role. And so I think one of the ways that you can prepare for that in advance is know who you're going to be interviewing with. You can look them up on LinkedIn, get some of their background, understand what their role is, and that's going to help you anticipate the questions a little bit better. I think the other part is, as we've mentioned, you want to be able to have some interview responses ready to go. So even though you can't predict every question that they're going to ask you, if you know that you're going to be asked different questions about different skill sets from the job description, and they may be worded in a more specific way, right? Tell me about a project that was XYZ. They're going to give you some more specifics. You're going to have those responses prepared in advance to be able to walk through that story. And if you know which stories represent which skills, when they ask you the question, you'll be able to determine what is the best story or example that I can share that's going to highlight my expertise in this area. So I think that's one of the ways that you can prepare. I think the other thing is you're going to be asking different questions at the end of the interview, depending on who you're interviewing with, right? So, you know, a recruiter's going to be able to answer different things than someone who's the hiring manager, right? So think about that as you're going to be going through the process. And then also, you know, get insights from those who've gone before you, right? Tap into your existing network, talk to others who, you know, may be alumni from your school or friends of friends. And, you know, asking those questions, sometimes people can give you some insights of, I've done this before. This is what it looks like typically. So I think all of those things together could really be helpful as part of the process and, you know, preparing. You know, it's just one step at a time as you go forward.
Yeah, exactly. You touched on relocating. In your opinion, kind of, if you're asked that question in an interview, like, how do you feel about relocating? How important is it to kind of really be open to that idea?
Yeah, I think you want to start, even before you interview, I think you want to be really clear about what are your priorities, what are you looking for in your next role, maybe understand a little bit about, you know, if this role does involve relocation, what does the cost of living look like? What would be some of the dynamics you have to consider? I think, you know, even things like doing your salary research ahead of time, you know, all those things that are going to help you make informed decisions even before you get to the interview. But then I think as you're interviewing, if you already are open to relocating and that's a question that's asked, I think that is, you know, that's a plus. If you could talk about, yes, I have researched the area. I'm excited about this move. It's kind of a next step for me. And that might be something they ask about because that's an important part of this role. Sometimes it also might be that a role has travel involved or other elements, whether it's maybe it's remote or it's in person or it's hybrid. And they want to know, are you aware of those kind of aspects of the role and how does that fit with you? So I would say all of that's important to think about for yourself so that you're not caught off guard. If asked any questions about, you know, maybe your thoughts on different aspects of the role, you'll be prepared because you've already thought about your own kind of priorities.
Yeah, exactly. If you wouldn't be open to relocating, but at the same time, you also don't want to look at the person interviewing you and just flat out say no, because that might kind of show maybe you're not totally all in for the role, what would be a smart response instead of just flat out saying no?
Yeah, I think sometimes you're going to find that job postings have more detail than others. So you may not have gone into the interview knowing enough about the role, maybe to even understand the full scope of what's involved, whether that means, you know, part of relocation or travel was involved or the schedule wasn't what you thought. So I think always going into an interview with an open mind and kind of like that learning mindset and being prepared to ask good questions and actively listen, I think will help you. And then I think you could always ask clarifying questions. And I think you can always decide what you choose to share. I mean, I would always advise being honest in an interview. Never want to lie or misrepresent any information that you share. But you also don't need to reveal your innermost thoughts and feelings. You know, maybe you're not sure about how a move will affect kind of your personal variables. That's something you can reflect and discuss in private at another time. Your job is to get as much information as you can and represent yourself well. And then you can always make informed decisions as you go forward.
So before we wrap up today, kind of one final question I have for you that I ask all of my guests. Reflecting on your career, what's the best advice you've ever received, or maybe pieces of advice that you've ever received, and would you be able to share them?
Sure. I think the best advice that I have received, and I've received this multiple times, I believe, because I've been fortunate to have many mentors throughout my professional career, is take opportunities to ask questions and learn from others. I think no one starts off knowing everything in your respective field, in your respective role. There's always a learning curve at every stage of your career. And I think asking questions and not being afraid to do so is a great way to position yourself for success, to learn from others, to build great working relationships. And I think as you go along, sometimes you get to be the person who can answer questions even, right? So I think it's a great way, learning from others, sharing insights, gaining feedback, and continuing to grow.
Exactly. I totally agree with that. I feel like over the years, I've really taught myself that, you know, asking questions is a strength, right? It's not a weakness, because asking questions, like you said, shows that you're invested, you're interested, you want to grow more. So if anything, it's just showing everyone how like up to par you are, in a sense, I guess. Allie, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was such a fun conversation. As you can probably tell, I love talking about interviewing, so this is a cool topic for me. So thanks so much for saying yes to the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been really a pleasure to talk with you.
That's a wrap on this month's episode of 20s Toolbox, all about nailing your next interview. Whether you're heading into your first interview or your 50th, always remember that preparation, confidence, and authenticity always go a long way. If tonight's episode's tips helped you feel a little bit more ready to shine in your next interview, do me a favor. Share this episode with someone who's job hunting right now or about to go on their first interview. You never know who might need it. I'll catch you in next month's episode, and until then, go crush that interview. You got this.